Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, should Irish citizens living abroad be allowed to vote in presidential elections? Well, the idea has been floated for several years, but a campaign group is now accusing government of kicking it into touch beyond next year and is calling for a referendum date to be fixed in the near future. And I'm joined now on the line by Emma D'Souza, who's vice chair and spokesperson for Northern Ireland with the group votingrights.ie, and here in the studio by Declan Lynch of the Sunday Independent. You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. So, Emma, to start with you, your organisation, you're advocating for broader voting rights for Irish people, Irish citizens who live outside the Republic. So just talk us through, firstly, what you are in favour of.
Morning, Claire. Yes, no, we are in favour of extending presidential voting rights to Irish citizens resident outside the state. It is worth noting that Ireland's electoral system is the most restrictive in Europe, denying citizens the right to vote in local, national, presidential and EU elections. I mean, the Convention on the Constitution recommended extending presidential voting rights to all Irish citizens living outside the state in 2013. And the current programme for government does include a recommendation, that it's a commitment that it is going to hold this referendum. And we are concerned that at this point, there is no indication that it's coming down the track. And it will, of course, require some form of infrastructure to get built up in terms of being able to have this in place before the next presidential election. Now, if it is true that it is extended beyond this, we're talking about the next opportunity for citizens to be able to be part of this franchise being 2032, so, you know, which is 19 years.
So as it stands, are you calling for this to happen only in presidential elections and not in the case of a general election?
Certainly, yes. The commitment in the programme for government is for presidential elections, and that is what this campaign group does advocate for.
So, Declan, what's your take on all of this?
Well, I mean, I can see the arguments for it kind of emotionally, you know. I wouldn't be like bitterly opposed to it or anything, but I think there are obvious problems with it, you know. The fundamental principle being that, you know, if you vote for something, you should have to live with the consequences, mm-hmm. I think is a basic thing. You know, we hear even in terms of general elections, I often find I listen to sort of celebrities saying who they think they want to win the next election. People who themselves have the option of living in six or seven different countries if it doesn't actually turn out the way they want, you know. There's a level of almost accountability both on for voters and politicians. But I think as well Ireland is different to other countries. I know that our rules might be seen to be restrictive, but we are hardwired for kind of emigration in a way that other countries aren't. I mean, Americans can vote in presidential elections, but you know, the equivalent, if we had, say, Irish passport holders abroad voting in presidential elections, if American passport, the equivalent would be something like 250 million Americans voting in their presidential election.
But is that, you know, reason enough not to do it because there are simply too many Irish passport holders?
Well, it's a point. Do you know what I mean? That there might be even more people voting from outside of the country than inside the country.
Well, Emma, what do you say to that? That firstly, whoever votes should have to live with the consequences, but also there just might be too many Irish passports being held internationally for this to be a logical thing to do.
Well, in the first instance, I would point out that the Office of the President is largely a ceremonial office. This would be a hugely symbolic vote for people who are resident outside the state. You know, people like myself in Northern Ireland who are Irish citizens who have no right to vote for our president. I mean, as an Irish citizen myself, I had to go through a process of defending my Irish identity and that of people in Northern Ireland for 5 years in court, yet I can't vote for my own president. So it is actually an incredibly important and symbolic right for people like myself. Now, the question around swamping is something that does come up time and again in this debate. Despite the fact that the overwhelming evidence debunks any such potentiality, voting from abroad is a process which requires no small degree of time and effort. Typically, only those significantly socio-politically engaged will remain motivated enough to dedicate that energy towards registering or participating. And there's absolutely no evidence to support this idea. I mean, there was a figure there put out by Declan that was just quite an alarming number. The reality is the figures are much lower than that. There are very few Irish Americans that would be eligible to vote because we're talking about Irish passport holders. And Irish passport holders in America are quite few because most are third generation or earlier. So I think we have to keep this debate rooted in fact and evidence.
And most of them
not use those kind of alarming figures.
And you're also saying that most of them won't bother anyway, Emma, to do this.
Well, I'm saying that there are countless citizens like myself and those who live outside the state who are very dedicated, very committed, who are connected to Ireland, who this will be incredibly important for. But of course, it is a process, and evidence does show us that it really is those who are quite dedicated and committed that will go through that process. So this idea around swamping, it just doesn't bear out in any other country. There are over 125 countries and territories that already enfranchise their citizens abroad.
And
it's not controversial.
When it comes, Emma, to living with the consequences, and that was a point that Declan made, you said that the role of the president is largely a symbolic one. So are you saying that it doesn't matter?
I'm saying that in terms of living with the consequences, the office of the president, is not going to be setting policy. So there is a difference here between what you're talking about. If you're talking about a general election, yes, there are direct consequences. But the reality is citizens outside the state are also impacted by government policy. I mean, citizens still have to pay tax on Irish-based gains. People like myself, I mean, I live in Northern Ireland, but I pay my taxes in the Irish state. There are people that do still have to go through those processes. So, and also on top of that, you know, the government policies around housing, around healthcare, they do impact the decisions that people make here returning home. I think it is important to point out that since 2008, over 700,000 largely young people in Ireland have had to leave to find better jobs, better housing. They are starting to come back in figures as high as 30 to 40,000 every single year. Housing and healthcare policies do make a point.
That's a fairly logical argument, isn't it, Declan? That if you're living abroad and you have a desire to come home, well, political policies in place might influence your decision. They will influence your decision.
The Office of President, for example, it's not just largely ceremonial. I mean, there are quite serious factors in it as well. And if you were to extend it to that point you're making there, I mean, why not have immigrants voting in all elections? I mean, why not? Why? Because, you know, they wouldn't be perhaps as engaged or as, connected to what's actually happening. And that's just a fact. I mean, people, if you make the argument, just give people the vote. I mean, why not? Well, why not have people voting in Carlow, Kilkenny if they live abroad? I mean, there's, you know, why make that limitation? I think it's an admission that there's a sort of, it's like a free hit. Do you know what I mean?
Well, do you think it diminishes the role of president and the election for president?
It clearly does. Another odd thing as well is that the presidency, as we have had it, has generally kind of worked okay, oddly enough. You know, there are not many things in this world that work okay. In fact, there are probably very few things in the world that work okay. And the presidency, oddly enough, has, delivered more or less what people want. I mean, Mary Robinson being elected was a huge moment in Irish culture. Most people are kind of happy enough with Michael D. I personally wouldn't have been a great fan of Mary McAleese, but I could see the point. So it's one of these things that isn't broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be always sort of wary of messing with something that kind of works okay, and that even has that does have a serious point that isn't just ceremonial. And I think that's a kind of a revealing sort of way of putting it.
And Emma, you've mentioned the North a number of times. Would you be in favour of setting different rules for those in Northern Ireland versus outside the island of Ireland?
Well, I think it's important, Claire, to be clear that this is part of citizenship. You know, this isn't something that's rooted in being a resident. And we see that across the world. You know, we just saw recently Brazilian citizens lining the streets in Dublin to vote for their president. It is a global democratic norm. And this idea, just to refute that from Declan, that, oh, well, we've had good presidents in the past, let's not mess with the system. That makes absolutely no sense. We're talking about a logical next step for Ireland. Ireland has been in a path over the last decade, kind of pulling away from a conservative past. We've had the equal marriage referendum, we've had repealing the Eighth Amendment. This for us is the logical next step where people can come together and say yes again. But just to come to that point that you're asking about the North, you can't really create two tiers of citizens where only those in Northern Ireland would have this right, but those who are living in, say, London or further afield wouldn't. It is linked to citizenship, so we are talking about this being for all Irish citizens.
You mentioned the referendum on the Eighth Amendment, and we saw that huge movement where people came home to vote. There was a hashtag, we saw all of the pictures, and lots of people did that. That is always a choice for people, isn't it, to come to travel home to cast their vote if they have an Irish passport and if they're on the electoral register?
Well, you've raised a good point, because home to vote, look, we all saw those scenes of people coming into the airport, and it was really so celebratory to see people taking part in the democratic system. But it is important to point out that people were having to go through a process of spending money on flights, of taking time off work, of having to actually pay for other people's flights, try and get them home, because people were so committed. They so wanted to be a part of that movement, to come home and be a part of the democratic process. But they had barriers in place that they had to overcome. And there will have been countless, countless citizens who wanted to be able to be part of that process who couldn't, because they were either outside the 18-month limit, because let's remember that there is a limit on how long you have when you're outside the state, and then also couldn't have taken the time off work, or who had childcare commitments, who couldn't afford it. So we shouldn't really be celebrating barriers that were put in place that forced people to have to do that. We should make this a process where people could be a part of the democratic process and vote for their president.
But Declan, are you saying to people, if you want to vote in elections in Ireland and you live overseas, come home and do it?
Well, I think that's great that people did that. And it actually demonstrates that kind of commitment rather than just having a free shot, you know.
But do you accept that it's very difficult for people to do?
Of course, yeah. But if, you know, probably most people, really can't be bothered with a lot of this. I mean, in my life, nobody has ever suggested to me that this would be a good idea, right? It's something that has emerged in recent times, and it's quite serious people who are putting it forward. So there is a chance this might happen. I mean, while in real life, it doesn't, you know, nobody really has put this forward. I mean, I heard recently...
Emma's speaking.
Yeah, I know. But Emma is a political person, and, you know, she's... committed to public service in a certain way. So another person was Ted Smith, who is a major figure and master of the universe sort of person, who was a former diplomat, very well connected in Washington, all this kind of stuff. Ted was out recently making this point. So this is not coming out of nowhere. It's quite serious. People are putting this around and starting a debate, shall we say.
It's not a debate, because it is in the programme for government. The government has committed to hold this referendum.
All
and
right.
It does go back to the Convention on the Constitution, which recommended it.
Okay, we need to leave it there. Emma D'Souza and Declan Lynch, thank you both for joining us. Quick break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.